Season 2 of the docuseries Now in Color is underway. The project explores the diverse experiences of black students at Yale University. Connecticut Public Radio's Ray Hardman has more.
I'm gonna take a deep breath. I'm gonna hold my head up. I'm gonna put my shoulders back and look you straight in the eye. I'm gonna... That's it.
That's poet, actor, and Yale University student Anita Norman.
Anita Avery Norman is definitely her mama's daughter, her daddy's girl. She's a big believer in light and truth and song and jump roping and chocolate-covered pretzels. Anita Norman loves people, loves God, and dreams big.
In this and every episode of Now in Color, black students at Yale sit in a cozy chair in the Afro-American Cultural Center, sip coffee or another warm beverage, and answer a series of intimate questions that reveal their passions, what motivates them, and where they come from. The answers are often surprising and as diverse as the six students profiled in the first season. Every episode starts with the signature question in the series, "What's in your cup?" Here's how Deja Moore answered that question.
I have lots of things in my cup. I would say I have some Southern sayings in there, a few bless your hearts and y'alls. I also have my family, my six younger siblings, all the places that I grew up, all of the places that I've called home, and the hope for all of the places that I will call home in the future.
Co-creator of the docuseries, Yale undergraduate filmmaker Jay Joseph says Now in Color grew out of extended discussions with co-creator Clark Burnett about what they could do as filmmakers for the black community. He says the purpose of the project is to show viewers that the black experience at Yale doesn't fit into a neat and uniform narrative.
The main objective is to resist a monolithic representation of blackness and to enumerate and expand representation of black voices and black stories. And the series for us continues to be our way of getting more black stories into the world right now.
Joseph says another important goal of Now in Color was to connect with the wider black community, especially black youth.
It's certainly important for the youth to see themselves in places of higher education in the same way that it's important for them to see like Anita doing poetry or Leonard doing art, and for them to be the youth to be able to say, well, hey, I see someone who looks like me who's doing this, so I can do it too.
Jay Joseph says production on season 2 is well underway, as well as planning for season 3. He says his production team is applying for grants so they can bring Now in Color to other cities and towns. Ray Hardman, Connecticut Public Radio.
You can view the entire first season of Now in Color at nowincolor.org.